Hello?
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering how your meeting finally went.
Did it, over at this, with the senators?
Well, I thought that, it went pretty well.
How long did it go? How long do you have to be there? Am I you're probably eating dinner, aren't you?
No, we've just finished dinner.
Good. Well, that's fine. But, did you and John both answer questions, or how'd you handle it?
Well, John asked me to,
take off, get it first, right?
Kind of give an overall rundown of
good.
Various things, which I did, and made our first effort at describing a wage-price policy as we see it. That is, all the different things we've done that are substantive.
I see.
Got to one point. I went, that was a good index to me that we were getting a little enthusiasm, and I spoke of the David Bacon thing that you did. I said, you know, the person has done the things that will do something. And John Tower sort of spoke up like the voice from the back of the room, you know.
Yeah.
He said, and that took guts. And I said, you're damn right it did.
Yeah.
And all these things.
That's very interesting,
don't
you
make
know.
Any difference,
they forgot. Well, as a matter of fact, the Davis Bacon did make a difference, didn't it?
It certainly did.
We brought the construction thing from, what, 16 down to maybe 11?
11 or maybe a little less.
Nine. Tell me about it, because I'm trying to get some things ready for Bohemian Grove Saturday, and go ahead.
Well, the labor cost per unit of output in manufacturing, after a long period of rise, have been virtually stable in the first 6 months of the year.
That ought to make a difference, George, in the price. Then.
Well,
certain profits.
That's what's accounting for the rise in profits. I haven't got the second quarter productivity figures yet, but they won't be as strong as the first quarter, but they'll be pretty good. We'll see what the overall picture looks like. Anyway, I kind of gave that, tried to emphasize the fact that certainly there are problems, but...
Did you hit the retail sales and automobiles and things like that?
Yeah, very hard.
Good.
We had a little booklet of stuff we
good.
Passed out. There's Milton Friedman bringing it.
Good. Good.
A number of other... And then after I got through, John got up and he gave it a good punch and he talked about some of the politics of it.
Did he?
And he talked about how y'all ought to support your president and so on, and gave him a pretty good uplift. And then we had a few questions.
That was a good thing for him to do, though, wasn't it?
Oh, very good.
Coming from him.
I don't know how John felt about it. I thought that it was a pretty good team kind of a performance on them.
Good. Well, you were...
The things I do are a little different than he does.
Right.
I think he managed to rack them up fairly well.
Good.
But I haven't heard anything from Mark McGregor or any other people.
Well, I'm sure.
And I'll be interested to hear how...
But in any event, the main thing is that you get across, you get away from this thing. The McCracken apparently has not done very well, and you've just got to get the positive line across. There's a hell of a lot of positive things, George. And you mentioned, of course, the international thing. I'm still not ready to run for the hills on that. I've got to take a goddamn hard look before... I mean, we're prepared to do things, but I don't think we ought to try to do it this weekend. That's my point.
Well, we need to think it through very carefully. It's a tremendous step. And those things that John and Bob called them on Monday evening. It's the move that's proposed is the sort of thing that's near and dear to the heart of a free market economist like this. But it also has a tremendous impact on a devaluation of the dollar.
Yeah, well, the idea of
defeat. Whether you want to be in that position.
The idea of defeat that you've given up.
There are ways in which it can be turn to our advantage, but it's a very, very big step, and I think we should have a careful, searching, thorough analysis of the problem.
And also see whether we can't do something like closing the gold one and other things. I temporize it a little more. I don't think it's all that bad. But somewhere or other, I'm not Pollyannish, but I think I've noticed that these international monetary people, and even back in the island, they tend to panic. So you strike, you know, because it's their deal. And they think, oh boy, this is the biggest thing in the world. Well, this is the biggest thing in the world.
We do have a real problem, though. Our gold supply is
dwindling,
and there's various obligations that we have out that can be described. It's down below $10 billion.
It's down at $9 billion. I know the balance that the trade balance for the first time is now negative.
Yeah. Now that has there's some systematic reasons for that. That had to do with a lot of factors, but the fact is, it's an index of the relative expansion of our economy compared with the economies of other countries in the world, which are slowing in their rate of expansion or declining. And when that happens, when we're expanding strongly, we tend to draw goods into our market.
That's right. We tend to import. In other words, when you're depressing, then it goes the other way. But when you're expanding,
right,
it goes just I see.
So there's that factor, I'm sort of insisting that we have a real careful look at this. It's a very sensitive thing, of course, and one of the difficulties is you can't really discuss it with many people at all for fear that something will get out and you'll start out a speculative run of some kind.
Let me ask you about a couple of, with regard to the economy generally. Now, let's see, we've had the budget thing came out today, did it?
Yes.
We got that out of the way. The balance of payments thing is out, right? That's out. Now, what other news we have this week that is negative? Anything else? Or is that just about done? What about the steel thing? Is that, if they have a strike, George, will they have it over the weekend?
It'll come the midnight Saturday is their deadline. Right now, the parties seem to be pretty far apart, somewhat to my surprise.
Is there anything we can do? Should we do?
Well, I'll check in with them again tomorrow.
And if there needs to be something done. On the other hand, the steel strike, while it could be a depressant, it won't have near the impact of the automobile strike, will it?
No, it won't. They will be closing down on a physical production basis. It's going to be low anyway. But nevertheless, there's sort of a psychology about a big steel strike.
Right.
Lots of people involved. We can stand to avoid that.
What do you
on the briefing,
yeah.
One thing that I didn't realize when you and I and John discussed this that day, I don't know whether you did or not, John Connolly did a briefing of all the House members at a breakfast about 2 weeks ago.
I see.
There's a question of whether or not we should do it again.
No. If he did that.
I discovered also that Jaffe did a briefing for them.
Drugs.
Their regular house breakfast. On drugs, and out of 180 or whatever it is, only 20 showed up on a topic as sexy as that.
I'll be guarded then.
Maybe we should do the house thing after the recess.
I'm just thinking of how they're going to act when they go on. Maybe we just pick some key spokesman type leaders and get them down to the briefing. Maybe that's the best thing. Rather than taking the whole group, they're just the mass. Get the guys that are really going to speak out.
We'll sort of have a selected group of...
Real movers and shakers. Going to look here, boys, let's get off the defensive on this. Start attacking these other guys a little bit. Because, you know, there's a... particularly as we go into next week. Next week, we'll start to have some better news, like the retail sales comes out next week. That'll be good. Can't be bad, anyway. Right?
That way to me.
Yeah. And all the numbers up to this point, this month, with auto sales being what they are, retail sales for July ought to be good.
You're going to be leaving Friday late.
6 o'clock.
And when will you be back?
I'll be back Monday night. Monday afternoon.
I will explore with the steel people if there's any.
Well, if necessary, I'll come back.
Bringing them over on Friday morning or something
Well,
like that.
Well, or as a matter of fact, I'll go out and do the Grove and come back and do them Sunday. I mean, if you want to really put the heat to them, I'll do it. And I really think that we should not have a strike. I just feel that. Hell, let's have Let them have a settlement. Let it be a... You know damn well they're going to have a settlement in the end. If they have a strike, it isn't going to be for much less money than if they don't have one. Do you agree or not?
Well, I think they're going to wind up with that aluminum can settlement, no matter what. Mm-hmm. One of the companies that is not part of the general bargaining has already put that on the table.
All right. Why don't you take a personal look into this, George, tomorrow? And let's really, on this one, by God, let's not have a strike. I'd rather take the heat of the inflation rather than have a strike. I really would. That's my feeling.
Well, let me explore it a little bit. I've been going on the assumption that we've been talking about the labor things, that you would be willing to be involved if there were any point in it.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, if there's no point in it, I've been...
I don't want to do it.
Away from fruitless things that just bring people in and that makes you look helpless if you bring them in and then nothing happens. So
I don't want
to stay away from that.
I don't want to be helpless. But maybe you just got to have a confidential talk with the steel leadership and see what the hell are they going to do. Do you think they want to strike?
I don't believe they do, no.
I mean, management.
I don't really think so, although you could argue that there are these big inventories and they're going to close their mills anyway for a while. And they just as soon have the workers out on strike off on unemployment compensation, which in the long run they have to finance. So I suppose there's a line of reason there. But I really think that a strike is... It disrupts the industry, it disrupts their ability to supply customers promptly, it invites more import flows, and they just don't stay away from it, I would think.
I think you have to move more aggressively on this thing. If you get out of tomorrow and do everything you can, I can leave it Friday, I'll do it.
Okay.
But all day Friday to 6 o'clock before I have to go, and I'm only gone for a day unless I come back Sunday to do it. I prefer not to come back Sunday. Hard to go off and come back, but I can do it.
Well, I don't think that would be necessary, but if there seemed to be some point in it, either tomorrow or Friday, I'd like to suggest that they come over. Yeah. They're right in Washington, they're bargaining for sure.
Yeah. We must have, we just hope that next week we've got a few good numbers to come out. I think actually that all the stock market reflects it. As much as anything else, George, it's the after effects of Arthur Burns' stuff. By reading it, he depressed more than that. Just for that one, very thing.
Came right up and meeting with the senator, Jack Miller, raised it.
What'd you say?
Well, he just started asking questions about wage price review board. John was talking at the time, and John gave him a good lecture about how this works. So on. But certainly, Arthur managed to get that on everybody's mind.
If we could get, actually, if we could even get Arthur sometime, either over the weekend, if he could just say something positive, just one thing positive, that would have a hell of an effect.
Yeah, it would.
Maybe he could say it based on retail sales. When that comes out, it'll come out Monday.
Next time Arthur has some kind of statement.
He must know what the number is. When do we learn what that number is going to be?
I'm not certain of that, but I'll check that first thing in the morning.
All right, good. Okay.
On the rail strike, the way we're playing that is we're letting it go. The impact is concentrated. And it's interesting, a lot of stuff is being carried by truck, and even the truck lines are running from trains to supervisors. And the lines that aren't struck are running with a free hand, that is, they don't have the work rules hanging over their head. And their productivity is up by about 20%, just like that. So, trying to get a little bit of publicity out about that fact, just as a measure of inefficiency involved here. But we will probably want to stay with this through the weekend. in that vicinity, and if we don't get there, then I'm afraid we'll have to go to Congress again. Because I'm just afraid to let it spread much further.
Let's go to it and do it dramatically on Monday.
Right after that.
Okay.
Very good.
Bye.